This is today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight. We've talked about this subject before, but it never seems to go away. What to do with the two animals you can love and loathe at the same time? The deer with their big brown eyes, the bunnies with their big soft ears and innocent look. They're so cute at a distance, a long distance from your flowers and shrubs. The question never ends. What flowers and shrubs will the deer and rabbits leave alone? Well, the short answer is none when they're hungry. However, there are plants that are not as attractive to these critters. For perennials, there's bee balm or Monarda, but this plant is invasive and can be caked in powdery mildew unless you buy a resistant variety. There are several nowadays. One that comes to mind is a beautiful purple called Bergamo. I'll have a picture on gardenbite.com. Bleeding Heart, a wonderful spring shade plant, is deer and rabbit resistant. I'll include Lamium and Snow on the Mountain in this category too. I better mention that Snow on the Mountain is quite invasive as well. It's great for woodland areas that you can let it take over. I've planted it along a trail where it really brightens up the area. For sunny spots, purple coneflower, Shasta daisy, and sedum are not so tasty to deer and rabbits. For annuals, look to plant Alyssum. The white has an outstanding fragrance. Cleome, grape hyacinth, and zinnias, probably the easiest flower to grow, although prone to powdery mildew. The list of deer and rabbit-resistant shrubs includes barberry, but I've seen the bunnies munch on it, so you might cross that off the list. However, try these: cotoneaster, lilac, snowberry, and spruce. Young trees can be tempting too, so consider planting birch, catalpa, redbud, the Canadian variety for our climate, and honey locust. I'll have a list on gardenbite.com along with some pictures. That's today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight.